New York I.S.O. Operating Committee Briefs, July 22, 2023, written by John Norris, and read by an automated voice. New York I.S.O. updated the Operating Committee on Thursday that 89 megawatts of nameplate behind the meter solar was added onto the grid in June.
The month's peak load was 22,867 megawatts and the minimum was 11,999 megawatts. Mark Younger, president of Hudson Energy Economics, referred to the growing megawatts of energy storage resources in New York and asked what percentage of them can sell capacity resource interconnection service. Chris writes are needed to take part in New York ISO's capacity market and can be obtained either through a transfer from a facility with existing rights or from ISO deliverability studies.
Aaron Markham, New York ISO, Vice President of Operations, responded, "I believe only half is available to sell capacity." Matt Sinedra, a power systems operations specialist with the E-Cubed company, asked whether New York ISO has observed any issues with intermittent production and the amount of reserve fuel available.
Markham said, "We've definitely seen the levels of intermittent production increasing the volatility on the system, but at this point it hasn't been a driver of any reserve shortages. As the amount of intermittence increases, however, I think we're definitely going to see greater magnitudes of error and need to procure some market products to help manage that going forward," he added. DER Manuals.
The OC also approved 6 revised manuals presented by New York ISO that will support the implementation of distributed energy resources in New York's markets.
These DER manuals include revisions to market procedures like ancillary services, control center requirements, and emergency operations, and have been reviewed by all other applicable working or stakeholder groups.
New York ISO still anticipates these approved manuals will become effective in parallel with other related DER tariff and market models.